Cam Moon, the voice of the Rebels, also the head of their PR group for this Memorial Cup. Mooner, how you doing?
Pretty well. How about you?
I'm excellent, man. You watch the WHL. What do you think of Joelson, the defenseman, in Everett?
Quality defenseman. I think he'll be a really good pro. He's still, a ways away yet. He's still got a 19-year-old season in Major Junior to play. Probably going to play World Juniors and, continue on, I would think, maybe a year in the American League. But after that, should be right in the NHL about that time.
And, is he a second-pair defenseman? Do you think he's...
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not trading down 5 picks to grab him and give up Yakupov. That, to me, makes no sense.
No. I mean, who knows? The guy might be a top D. He might be a 5-6 guy. That still remains to be seen.
The Memorial Cup sold out?
Well, not quite, but it will be. It's awfully close.
Mm-hmm.
I know the final game's already full. Some of the other games are full. Some still have some tickets left. And then, of course, between now and the start, there are times where you get tickets brought back, through the CHL. So if there's a game you're really hoping for and it says it's sold out right now, keep checking, because sometimes some tickets get returned and then some become available. So just because it says there's nothing right now doesn't mean there'll be nothing a week from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
This is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Now, I know that, Brandon, to me, they're going to win that series. I don't see any way they lose that series. So I'll say Brandon's in with Red. Who do you see as the favorite heading in?
Well, that's tough. I've just watched the Brandon Wheat Kings beat the Rebels in 5 games in the Eastern Conference Final. So my handle on the Brandon Wheat Kings, I would think, is pretty good. And my respect for the Brandon Wheat Kings, I would say, is very, very good. I think they've got a great club. And, yeah, I guess Seattle still could win. They would have to win 4 times because they're down 2-0. But they had leads in the third period of each of the first 2 games. And Brandon found a way to put the hammer down and get it done in overtime, no less, in the first 2 games. So, I mean, Seattle is right there with them. But haven't got over the top yet. And it's a 2-3-2, so they've got 3 here in Seattle starting tonight. But Brandon's got a great club. I don't know anything about the other teams because we don't see those clubs. But if the OHL's not the favorite coming in, I'm surprised. Because if you look over the course of the last how many years, to me, they've been the best. And last year, Oshawa won it, and they had a really good club. And you looked at the Kelowna juggernaut last year, and you think, wow, that's as good a team as we've seen in a while come out of the WHL. And even still, Oshawa was the number one club at the MasterCard Memorial Cup last year. So the London Knights are up 3-0 right now on the Niagara Ice Dogs, and they're going to win that series. I think they have to be the favorite coming in. I hear that Ruben Noranda, who is also up 3-0 on Shawinigan in the queue, has a very talented team that score a ton of goals, which shouldn't be a shock. That seems to be the way things have been in Quebec for a very long time. But I'd have to say that the OHL, you'd have to give them a slight edge only on recent history.
Well, yeah, you look at London's top line. It's pretty dominant with Dvorak, Marner, and Tkachuk. Those 3 guys all had 107-plus points in the regular season, and are all playing fairly well. Tkachuk, I think, has 20 goals and 40 points in 17 playoff games, for goodness sakes, for that team. They are loaded. Marner, I think, has 43 points, and Dvorak, I think he's the least productive guy, only with 2 points a game in the playoffs.
Yeah, 37. Just the 2.
Yeah. So that line, it'll be huge. Now, Red Deer, they got knocked out by Brandon, but we have seen the host team get knocked out before and then get charged right up. They've had some time to rest up and obviously are practicing. Now, how's their health going to be when the Memorial Cup starts?
Well, it'll be better for sure. And I think the fact the team got to the Eastern Conference Championship is good in that they played 3 rounds of meaningful playoff games. You sit 1 round out, and then you play the Memorial Cup. You're disappointed when you lose, for sure. But at the end of the day, I don't know that it's the worst thing in the world because, like you say, guys get healthy. Ivan Nikolishin, who got injured in the first round series with Calgary, had missed a bunch. He came back in the Brandon series, but I don't know that he was 100% at that point. But he's had some time now, and he was the team's leading scorer during the regular season, so a significant guy. And he is looking a lot better now. So he's had some time, and the boys have been practicing and all that. Josh Mahura, who's from St. Albert, and is getting a lot of NHL interest, even though he's not on that central scouting list, because he didn't play the whole year, got injured in the second game, missed the next 70 games, and then came back in the playoffs. But again, it's a work in progress. You can't just sit out 70 games and then come into the season at the most intense time of the year and then just hit the ground running. It's kind of hard to do. So he's had a little more time to get his feet under him, so he continues to progress. And we'll see what happens with a few of the other guys that had been out. Remains to be seen, of course. But yeah, overall, the health's going to be decent because the team's been able to sit out the last round. So, not by choice, but I mean, that's just the way it worked out. But I think at the end of the day, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's not like going out in the first round or something. The team's still got three rounds of significant games in.
Cam Moon, the voice of the Red Deer Rebels. Of course, they will be hosting the 2016 Memorial Cup. A lot of times, Mooner, you look and say, okay, they bulk up for the Memorial Cup run, and then they're going to lose some players. Now, obviously, I think they're going to lose a few of their guys to pro hockey next season. I doubt Jake DeBrusque is coming back. Connor Bleakley was a player who was a high pick a few years ago and hasn't signed and is going to go back in the draft. Where is Bleakley at right now in your eyes?
As far as a prospect?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say he's extremely motivated because he hasn't signed yet. And if he doesn't sign, yeah, he's going to go back in the draft. So it's unfortunate he got hurt in the last regular season game against the Edmonton Oil Kings, and he missed the entire playoffs. We'll see. I mean, it's not likely that he plays in the MasterCard Memorial Cup, but we'll see. Never say never. But, yeah, he's extremely motivated for sure. You know, does he get a contract between now and the draft? Well, I don't know. And, you know, maybe not. So he goes back in the draft. So he goes somewhere else. He really wants to get that done. And, you know, it's been a tough couple of seasons for him. This year in particular with injury and what have you. And then the way things went with the Colorado Avalanche, it's a little tough on him. So I know he's motivated to do well. Could he be back as a 20-year-old in the WHL? That's possible. I mean, that could still happen because if he goes back into the draft, whoever drafts him, they don't have to sign him right away. They don't have to throw him in pro if they don't have room within their organization. So they could send him back to junior for another year. So there's a lot of possibilities how it's going to go. I got no idea to tell you the truth. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the way the Rebels would be next season. Yeah, when you're hosting, of course, you're loading up and you make some deals, and the Rebels did that for sure. And guys are going to move on to pro. But it's not like the cupboards will be bare next year. There's still a real good group that comes back. And I think the team will be competitive next season for sure. So that's good to see. The team still had a first-round pick going into this year's WHL Bantam draft, and then they parlayed that into some more picks. So they ended up getting a second and two-thirds out of it when it was all said and done. So they didn't pick in the first round, but they picked in the second. They picked a couple in the third. They picked in the fourth. So the idea there is to maximize what they had and to be able to reap the benefits of that down the road too.
Mooner, always good to catch up with you, man. Try to get some sleep because something tells me when the Memorial Cup starts, you won't be. When you're the king of Red Deer, when the Memorial Cup comes to town, everyone's going to want an opportunity to have a drink with the king.
Well, the 6 p.m. start, Gregor, you know what that does? It leaves a lot of time on the back end there.
That's true,
you know?
It does.
Like, maybe a little too much.
It's true. And the Rebels open up the Memorial Cup on the 20th against what looks to be the London Knights, so that should be a great opening game.
Can't wait. It's going to be jumping in here. If there's people thinking of coming down, you go to ticketmaster.ca. And Gregor, I better see you here. Like, I expect you, like, at least one night.
Mooner, I will be making
a couple of sodas.
I will be making an appearance just because I want to be in the presence of Cam Moon in Red Deer just to see him in his glory. That'll be my best part of the weekend.
once word gets out that you're coming to town, like, there's going to be like a cavalcade of people. You'll get mobbed on the concourse.
Yeah, it's only because we both have shaved heads, and from behind they'll think I'm you.
Yeah, that's right.
Mooner, have a good one, buddy. We will see you in Red Deer later this month.
Okay, thanks. Later.